Hi there, I am RNIB in your pocket, powered by Real Sam, your accessible media device from RNIB and Real Thing. My friends call me Sam, and I can read you a large number of newspapers. I can also tell you the weather and the time anywhere in the world, as well as the street address and nearest cross street to where we are located. You can also ask me for radio program podcasts on demand, at the time you want to listen.
Yes, the future is here. RNIB in your pocket is the latest product to be launched by the UK Sight Loss Charity. But what is it?
It's a Samsung media player, has O2 connectivity and interactive speech software from Real Sam, all packaged together with a subscription to RNIB Library and RNIB News Agents.
That's Anna Dearden from RNIB there. So how did all this come about, Anna?
So RNIB in your pocket became a reality from a partnership that we've been working on with Real Thing, who have developed the Real Sam speech software, and a relationship with O2, who will be providing the connectivity and the ability for the Samsung media player to carry all this off and actually offer people easier access to RNIB's library and newsagent content.
Okay, so you get access to RNIB talking books. What does that mean? Well, in reality, you have access to around 25,000 books. Plus, the price includes a subscription to RNIB Newsagent, which gives you easy access to the daily papers and also a wide range of magazine titles. In addition to that, you can find Project Gutenberg on there, which gives you access to around 53,000 more books, read to you in a synthetic voice rather than in a real voice. And if that's not enough, you can listen to podcasts as well, like ours at RNIB, plus favourites from the BBC and others. But who's going to buy it?
The product is aimed at people who want access to that content immediately. So anybody who perhaps at the moment doesn't have access to a smartphone or tablet to be able to download or stream that content themselves immediately, this device gives easy access at the touch of a button and is voice controlled, to give people access to the library book or the magazine or the newspaper that they want immediately and not having to wait for either that to be delivered or to be made accessible in a format for them.
Sounds good. And yes, you heard right, it's voice controlled, which means no fiddling with small screens or having to master a touchscreen device. To make it work, all you do is push a button at the bottom of the device and talk to it, like this.
Read me the business section of The Guardian.
This is The Guardian from today. There are 6 unread articles in the business section. Headlines 1. Bailey bows to...
Find articles about Theresa May.
Okay, searching for articles about Theresa May. The first page of 13 unread headlines from the search results section 1. Warning on climate.
Number 1.
Warning on climate. UK not ready for heat, floods and disease. The UK is poorly prepared for the inevitable impact.
Speak faster.
No problem, Michael. I'll talk like this now. Say continue to...
It's really that simple. Nick Howden is the CEO of the company Real Thing, who invented the system that makes RNIB in your pocket work.
We started Real Thing about 7 or 8 years ago to tackle the difficult problem of creating natural and engaging interactions between humans and computers. So we've tackled a lot of difficult problems around artificial intelligence, around speech interaction and human emotion modelling. And that's the background of all the people that that came together to create Real Thing. We started off in a toy area. So we started off with interactive toys for kids that you could play games and tell stories and kids could talk to and build a relationship with. And we branched out from there into other areas and quickly realised that people who are blind or low vision use interactive speech quite extensively. And so this was an area that we could apply our technology. And about 18 months ago, we got in touch with RNIB and discovered that they had created the concept of RNIB in your pocket, which the idea was it was a small device that you could carry around and it would provide access to all of RNIB's content in the one device. And that married perfectly with what we'd created from a technology perspective. And so we married the two and created RNIB in your pocket.
But does it work? That's the question. Does it understand your voice, and how helpful can it be? Claire Maxwell is blind and has tried it out for RNIB as part of the user testing before it launched.
RNIB in the pocket, I think, is great to have as a different device, not just, you know, having a smartphone that does everything. It sort of feels a bit like when people walk around and they've got a newspaper, you know, when you sit on the train and everyone's got their metro in front of them, and it sort of feels a little bit like that. Yes, you've got a small portable device, but you've got something that's separate, so you're able to access that magazine or newspaper or book or whatever it is, and relax in the same kind of environment, you know, whether that's when you're sitting drinking coffee or sitting out in the garden when it's warm enough. Getting hold of this small device, I was a little bit sort of skeptical. I thought, oh, I don't know how this is going to work for me. But when I got to grips with it, it feels a bit like you're having a conversation with someone, because it was very easy. All the commands are very intuitive, because I thought, oh, I'm going to have to learn lots of things, that I'm, you know, the proper way to say things or the right way to ask for things. But it really kind of feels like you're having a conversation, so you can actually interact. You can say, tell it your name as well, so it can call you by name. You can say, Sam, bring up, you know, The Guardian, I want to read newspaper, you know, this article or something about Theresa May, or if I wanted to read something about, I don't know, what's happening on that particular day, so I can just read through The Guardian or the Daily Mail and what takes my fancy, really. And all I have to do is just ask Sam to do that for me. So it feels really intuitive.
It's not the first device to enable you to just speak to it. Most of us now interact with some kind of personal assistant device. Maybe it's Amazon's Echo or Siri. However, Nick Howden says RNIB in your pocket offers a much more real interaction.
I think the market is absolutely exploding, and things like the Amazon Echo are great examples of that. My assessment of the Echo is that it's a fantastic piece of hardware, and it does a great job of hearing you across the room and playing music and doing all of that sort of stuff. The dialogue interaction is very limited, and that's, I guess, where our real strength is. It's in having a natural flowing dialogue and really understanding what the user's doing and tracking that through a long-term interaction. Whereas the Echo is great for sort of single transactions, you know, what's the time, play me a song, those sorts of things. If you want to have a long-term interaction, and that's really what reading a newspaper is, you need a more complex interactive dialogue, and that's what RNIB in your pocket provides.
It certainly can be much more personal to you than other devices, that's for sure. For example, you can ask RNIB in your pocket to call you by name.
Please call me Michael.
Sure, I will call you Michael from now on.
And if you don't like the voice that's speaking to you, you can change it.
Change your voice.
You can use one of the following voices. Hello, I am voice number one.
Hello, I am voice...
Number two.
Sure, Michael. I will use this voice now.
And as well as listening to books, podcasts and magazines, you can ask it for other things as well.
What is your battery level?
Current battery level is 74%.
What's the weather in Cambridge?
Please wait while I determine the location. The weather as of 31 minutes ago in Cambridge, England, United Kingdom, is 12 clouds. Today's minimum was 12 and maximum was 13.
How do you have fun?
I'm satisfied just chatting to you. Oh, and I joined a book group. We meet on Wednesdays.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, too.
Okay, so before we get too excited, how much does it all cost? Here's Anna Dearden from RNIB again.
RNIB in your pocket will sell for £20 a month for a 24-month contract, which gives the device the O2 connectivity and the RealSam interactive speech software, as well as the subscription to RNIB Newsagent and the ability to stream RNIB Library. The data is 3 gigabytes a month, and there is the ability to connect to Wi-Fi as well. The data is capped, so people can't exceed that limit. It doesn't include overseas roaming, however, Wi-Fi could be used if customers do decide to take it overseas.
Claire Maxwell, who tried out RNIB in your pocket, says it's been very useful to her.
I always used to like to keep up with the current affairs, but I always found myself going back to the old fashion style of radio or TV or whatever, and it's quite restrictive. And I've never really had that kind of experience of being able to sit down and actually just flick through the newspaper. But I kind of feel like I've got that with this device, the RNIB in your pocket, because I can access so many different newspapers. I can go through the articles. I can maybe not skim read, but I can get a flavour of the headlines quite easily.
But what support is out there if you want one of these devices, but worry that you won't be able to use it? Anna Dearden says options are available.
In your pocket, it's very easy to use out of the box and comes with instructions from RNIB and a user guide manual from Real Thing. It has four buttons on it and is voice controlled. So what we found from those who've tested it is that it is able to be used as soon as they receive it. However, as ever, RNIB has our Technology for Life team who are available on the phone to support people with any technology, and they're fully trained to be able to support on In Your Pocket. And the information is also being shared with our technology volunteers.
So as well as the additional support you can get with RNIB in your pocket, you can also be rest assured that you will be getting a device that is constantly being updated, as Nick Howden explains.
We're very happy with what we've done and we're very excited about it. The feedback has been absolutely fantastic so far and we're really looking forward to continuing to develop it. And that's another key aspect of it, is that it's not a static product. It's something that will develop over time and we'll add more and more features. So as I said, we started off just with newspapers and now we do newspapers and magazines and books and audiobooks and podcasts. Can tell you the weather, can tell you the time. It's got a GPS function so you can say, where am I? And it'll give you an address and where you're standing at the moment. So we're looking at a number of other features to add in future. And we also welcome everyone's feedback on that. If people use the product and play with it and want new features, by all means give us that feedback because we're continuing to add those as we go along.
You can buy RNIB in your pocket from RNIB Shop by calling them on 0303 123 9999. As the product requires you to sign up to a direct debit, you must call them rather than do it online, which, if we're all being honest, is probably a lot easier. Claire Maxwell says it's well worth the money.
I would definitely go out and buy it. Just for that freedom of having that ability to flip through newspapers, to have them at my fingertips, if you like, to have them wherever I want to, I definitely would go out and buy it. It's so intuitive as well.
Forget computers and downloads. I will automatically update myself, so you will always have the latest news and information available. You can order RNIB in your pocket or ask for more information by calling 0303 123 9999.